why is there no bracha achrona on Kiddush? In other words, why don't you have to make an Aleh Gefen after you say Kiddush, before you wash? So there's three opinions, about whether wine before a meal needs a bracha achrona. The Rush, based on the Gemara in Pesachim, that the Gemara says, Yidayayin lo yatsu, that if a person makes Kiddush in Shul, and then he goes home and wants to continue drinking grape juice based on that earlier wine, he needs to make a new bracha. That implies, says the Rush, that if he did not have Shinoi Makom, in other words, if he had made Kiddush at home or made a bracha on the wine beforehand, before the meal, the wine in the middle of the meal. Now, this is also based on the Gemara in Brachos that says wine before a meal, pater's wine in the middle of a meal. Based on this, says the Rush, wine before the meal does not need a bracha achrona. Even if you don't plan on having wine during the meal, as wine before the meal is legar laham shechasuda, it's to, you know, what cause you to eat more at the suda. So therefore, it's part of the meal, and therefore the wine before the meal does not need a bracha achrona, and the benching at the end of the meal can suffice to take care of that wine. Tosos says no. It's based on your das. If you plan on drinking during the meal, then you don't need to make a bracha achrona on the wine before the meal. But if you don't plan on having wine during the meal, then the wine before the meal is not connected to the suda, and it needs its own bracha achrona. It's purely based on das. The Ramban and the Ran, a third sheet, to say a cup of wine before the meal needs its own bracha achrona, because it's food that is not ba machmas asuda, it's not connected to the suda, and therefore it's not patterned by benching. According to this, wine in the middle of the meal would also need its own bracha rishona, because it's not patterned by bracha on the wine before the meal. How do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush, that there's no bracha achrona on wine before the meal, even if you don't have wine during the meal. And Mishnah Berurah says, because it's the point of this wine is l'ftoach ha'ma'ayim, it's to wet your appetite, and therefore it is considered part of the meal, and anything that you eat before a meal, which is part of the meal, the benching at the end of the meal covers it. Shulchan Aruch says, even by Kiddush, no bracha achrona on wine before the meal. So again, he's passing like the Rush. Now, interestingly, the Shulchan Aruch by Havdalah says if a person makes Havdalah and then wants to have a meal, then he would have to make a bracha achrona on the Havdalah, because Havdalah is not with Tzorich Suda. It's not for the Suda. Now, the Beralacha writes that really we should be choshesh for the opinion of the Ramban. Meaning, even though we Shulchan Aruch passing straight up by the Rush, that you don't need to do a bracha achrona on wine that you have before a meal, nevertheless, we are choshesh for the Ramban, who holds that wine before the suda needs its own bracha achrona, and therefore says the Beralacha, he advised you should only drink a male lugma, which is about two, a little bit less than two fluid ounces of Kiddush, and therefore, if you only have male lugma, you won't need to make a bracha achrona, and therefore you won't get into this suffix at all. He says if you do, so the best aid is to have in mind, at least by benching, to be yotze the wine before the meal, as this works b'di'evid. But what about if you have grape juice? So Dirshu cites a machlokas. So Scheinberg was unsure whether grape juice is the same. Because again, if the whole point of wine being considered part of the meal is because it wets your appetite. So grape juice is not alcoholic. It doesn't necessarily make you thirstier. Although it does have a lot of sugar, it may not have the same din. However, Dirshu also cites Rabbi Yashu, who says Birchas HaMazon does not help for grape juice. And therefore you need to drink more grape juice in the middle of the meal to connect the earlier grape juice before the meal and the grape juice in the middle of the meal in order to allow the Birchas HaMazon to cover that grape juice as well and not have to make its own bracha achrona. The Chur HaShani, though, is cited as saying that grape juice is the same as wine, and therefore, you know, it's part of the meal, even if you have it before the meal. Now, what about if you're already Yotze Kiddush, but you're only making it now for your family? In other words, the Kiddush that you're having before the meal, you have Kiddush and Challah at Shul. Now you come home and you want to make Kiddush for your family, and then everyone's going to wash. So now your Kiddush is not really connected to your meal, because you don't have to make Kiddush anymore. You're only making it for other people. So the Shevet HaLevi writes that no bracha achrona over here, because it's certainly better than Havdalah, which is not connected to the meal, because this Kiddush is connected to the meal, because you're making it for other people. And in fact, the Piskei Teshuvah says there's no bracha achrona even when you're just making Kiddush again on Shabbos morning for your own minog, even if you're not being yotze other people. That would, again, you wouldn't need to make a bracha achrona because that kiddush is still connected to the meal. But Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has said it is requiring the Mekadesh to have in mind, at least when he's making that kiddush again, which is not really kiddush, it's just this minog, or to be yotzi someone else, it's kiddush. But for him, it's not kiddush because he already had his kiddush in shul. So then he should have in mind that this wine is l'tzorech suda. And if you have in mind that this wine is l'tzorech suda, then it does not get its bracha achrona. So in general, wine before a meal does not require a bracha achrona, and it's part of the meal. The only exception is this havdalah case, where it may be not connected to the meal, or maybe according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, in this case, when you already made kiddush in shul and you're only making it now, it's not really connected with tzorech suda, unless you should have in mind that it should be with tzorech suda.